Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Alohi Gilman met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with the Vikings.
How is the adjustment to trying to learn a new defense, knowing that you know you have a game coming up on that Sunday?
Yeah, obviously it's a tough task. It's a lot of work you put into it. A lot of long days, long nights, adjusting to the time zone for me. So not a lot of sleep. Just obviously it's kind of a whirlwind, but luckily I was, you know, blessed enough to play a lot of ball and kind of be in similar situations over there, similar systems. And I know Dre coming out here, come Tennessee, similar systems as well. He's also played a lot of ball, you know, so, you know, ballers will figure it out. And that's just kind of how it goes. You go out there on Sunday and you just let it loose.
John was really effusive about your strip the other day. Just in the big picture, it's been kind of hard for the defense to create turnovers, getting back before you got here.
Mm-hmm.
What did that feel like? And you, given this last game where you guys did so well, did it feel like there was a shift there?
I think I said it before. Obviously, I have a different perspective because I wasn't here with the – prior to the, you know, the other struggles or whatnot. I think anytime someone, you know, can, you know, create some energy out there, whether it's through turnovers, whether it's through making a big play, whether it's just through communication or being a guy out there who can create that stuff is contagious, and it kind of just builds a team. And I think that's kind of what we did. Still there's a lot of work for us to do, a lot of work for me to do as well to get better at, but you know, I was glad I was able to be a guy out there who can help strike that up on Thursday. And someone might be a different person every time, every game. And hopefully I can continue to just keep doing that. But you know, we got a lot of work to do and just keep it going from here.
Knowing how you both got here, have you had a chance to really talk to Draymond about his week?
Yeah. I haven't yet. Just seen him through the meetings. But I can tell, you know, he's obviously processing everything, as well as, you know, trying to figure out people's names, a playbook, a whole bunch of stuff. So it's a lot of stuff probably going on in his mind, and it's probably better, the less you put in his mind, the better right now. So I'm just gonna let him figure it out for right now. He's a professional. He'll be great, and excited to have him. Yeah. Oh, it was huge. It was huge. You know, there was a little different tweaks and philosophies with Coach Minner, and I'm sure everyone who branched off under the Harb system has created their own little tweaks. But for the majority part of it, you were able to pick it up and understand the concepts conceptually and be able to, you know, change the verbiage. That's kind of what it is. The verbiage, communication is a little different. And you just kind of have to mix that puzzle and go out there and play. But if you have good conceptual knowledge of the defense, you're able to go out there and play ball and play fast. So I think that's what helped me a lot. It's a good question. I mean, there's a lot of good players on the roster. I think that's pretty well known. Sometimes it's just finding a spark, finding the right fit for everyone to figure out their role and be the best at it. Obviously, Kyle Hamilton was a guy who was elite at a lot of different things. So trying to free him up to do what he does best. And I think that's what bringing me here was able to do. Obviously, I have a relationship with him as well. So that was great as well. But I think all of us kind of just finding those roles and just maximizing that. And I'm kind of taking that approach as well, just trying to maximize my role, or what can I do to be the best at my role. And I think the guys around is all doing that. So trying to fit their pieces in the puzzle so that as a whole we can be in one, you know, one unit, one chemistry to do what we got to do best. And obviously the Ravens culture itself is just, and this is my first time being a part of it, it's already set. You know, like I've been, you know, with the Chargers in some years where it's like we're trying to figure out your identity, but I hear it's like the identity is what it is. So how can we fit into that is not so much is not a hard transition because you know what the expectation is. You know what you got to do. You know what you got to bring. So for me, it was an easy plug and play, and you know, I'm happy to be a part of it.
Special college football game Saturday night.
Yeah.
What are your emotions watching a game like that, having been at both programs?
I was talking earlier, my guy back there, I'm undefeated in that rivalry, so I got a lot of pride in it. I got a little bragging rights on both sides. When I got to Notre Dame, I always, you know, bragged on those guys, like, y'all didn't beat me, beat Navy. And then when I flipped it to my other friends at Navy, I said the same thing, so it was fun. Special game, a lot of respect for both sides. I got some of my best friends on both sides, and being back here in Maryland, it's been great. A lot of my fellow guys from Navy, the brotherhood there has reached out to me and just still, you know, reconnecting there. So it's a special feeling being back here because I have some connections here, and this is where I started, you know, island boy, all the way out to the East Coast. And, you know, now I'm back here, and it's a pretty cool journey.
I know you took that journey to South Bend to become a pro, but, you know, there are guys who make that jump directly from Navy to the pros. You got Ray Lankin in Jacksonville. I mean, what does it take to kind of – what have you kind of observed from guys who come from service academies and take that pro path? And what's sort of the extra hurdle there?
Yeah, I mean, my situation was different. The reason why I left was because when Trump got elected in his first term, the head secretary of defense changed the rule that academy athletes had to go and serve before you could go and pursue. I think 3 or 4 years later, I think my senior year, they changed it back. So that was the reason why I left. So I was really happy that they gave those guys opportunities. One of those guys being Malcolm Perry, who was at Navy quarterback. I'm sure a lot of you guys know him. He was a great Navy quarterback, athlete. I played against him at the Miami Dolphins. So it takes a lot, obviously, because you're juggling not just school, not just football. You're juggling the military as well, and that comes with high regards, a high level of responsibility. So, you know, it's one of those things, if you know, you know. So from afar, it's, you know, there's so much respect for those guys. And, you know, those guys like Malcolm, he's out serving now, and I think he's in San Antonio. I reached out to him this offseason. Was able to connect with him. So it's respect, man. It's just so much you got to deal with, and the type of player, the type of person you got to be. And football is one thing, but like just being the type of person, the human, the leader, you know, that means more than anything. So I got so much respect for them. You could go both ways, you know. Guys come out into the league and they come out and show what they got, and you have a lot of film or don't have a lot of film. You know, at the end of the day, it's about us. It's about what we got to do to play at our brand of football, to be more connected than they are, to be in tune with everything that they're trying to do. They obviously have great weapons around them. JJ does a great job of, you know, he's able to get a little bit of games under his belt to come out and do what he does. He was a first-round pick for a reason. Who's a first-round? Right, first round pick, right? So, you know, it is going to be a good challenge for us. But we're just focused on us, what we got to do to be the best that we can be. And that's what it's about. It's about today. It's about tomorrow. And then, you know, go from there.
Well, I want to thank everybody who have talented talent.
Yeah.
But I think it's the people that's building about him. The one kind of thing that was slightly surprised about how physically, it's not that he's a physical player, but just the level of it. Did you see that kind of player early at Notre Dame that you thought that he could become a guy who could play at the line of scrimmage and be as physical against the run and blitz and all that?
Yeah. Did you tell him that I taught him that? No, I'm playing. I didn't teach him that. Kyle, obviously, when he came in as a freshman, I was a senior at Notre Dame. He was this tall, lanky dude who, like, walked around kind of weird and spaghetti arms. Spaghetti legs. He was a 185. You couldn't tell right away. I mean, obviously he was developing into his body. He was a young kid. But when we got into the field and he was able to play, you could see his athleticism. And you could tell that the good thing that I learned from him at a young age or remembered was he was a fast learner. So whether he learned that as he, you know, gained experiences through playing ball, that's what it is. But it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, you could tell after, you know, my senior year, his freshman year, that he was going to have potential to be one of the best. That was pretty obvious. He's a humble kid who wants to learn, who's willing to learn and be that guy who, what can he do to get better? So, and it kind of carries on to here, but what he does, that's what he does. So it's like, it's no surprise at all, and I'm happy as hell for him.
All good. All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.